Welcome back to another episode of Bad Flicks. I am Adam.
Garrett.
I'm Captain Jack Johns.
I'm Jay Spark. I mean, Jay Star. I mean, Jay Weezy. I mean, I'm Josh.
Jay Sizzle.
Jay Spark, huh?
Jay Spark.
No, that's what, this is what he was.
That's old school, man.
No, I'm saying? Sparky Jay.
Jay Spark coming back, man.
Whew. Just busy.
That's that old fire Jay dog. Rock.
So, unscrew
yeah,
this.
I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
About Jay Spark.
No, I'm saying?
Or not.
No, I'm saying. Wait, you know
what
I'm
saying?
I'm saying, I'm saying.
You're too loose.
Wait, you know that's to be determined.
It's pretty determined.
And we're back!
Like a hobo with a shotgun. They have lots, you know, especially in Texas.
So, how'd you guys like the rundown?
I mean, it's an enjoyable movie. I'm not expecting.
I feel like it always will be.
Yeah.
It's like Walking Tall for me. Oh, wait.
Do they both share the same character?
No, they share the same actor.
I understand that, but this character in both of those movies is like, I don't use guns.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Bad things happen when I use guns.
I mean,
the Walking Tall one's actually based on a true story.
Yeah. I know.
Basically the same person.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, so but it's not actually the same, like,
character. Yeah.
By any means, yeah.
Does The Rock do that in every movie?
No.
Does he?
But I mean, did you not see the rundown? Because bad things happen when he uses guns.
I remember.
There are a set few people that always act the same way in every movie.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson is definitely one. He never
plays a character
other than Samuel Jackson. The Rock is definitely becoming another.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some things, like in CIA and Central Intelligence, he plays like kind of a nerdy douchey guy.
That movie was kind of fun.
John won't like it. Kevin Hart's in it.
I'm not a big Kevin Hart fan either, but it was all right.
Wow, you're racist.
He pretty much plays the same thing. I mean, look at him in Baywatch. He plays like the overhyped, overmasculine fucking dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of Fast and the Furious that he's in, it's all the same. It's all the same type of guy, but of course it's the same character.
Yeah, but it's all.
But then we have Walking Tall and Rundown. It's the same fucking guy too.
But
he's not the same in the Fast and the Furious movies
as the Rundown.
I would say he's very similar.
He's really fucking close.
Have you watched the Fast and the Furious?
Yeah, and listen to the inflection in his voice when he talks. It's the same style of acting and talking.
It's not. I don't think he acts. I think he just goes up there and rocks
the Rock.
Out.
There you go. You would really be surprised if he can be a convincing Black Adam.
Yeah, because
he is Black Adam. That'll be the time where you're like, okay, The Rock can act.
Yeah, because you don't have to act for that.
You make a good point. Sorry if I'm making weird mouth sounds. I have popcorn in my teeth. Fitting for this podcast, I suppose.
Yeah. What else? Highlights from the rundown? Anybody?
Oh. A
little bit of thunder.
That one a little bit of lightning. Right.
Starting along for a monkey with a heart on.
God.
I just like that line.
I like it when she drugs them.
Yeah.
And then gets captured.
Con Nobis.
Like, just get drugs them only to be captured. Just like,
go away, monkey.
Yeah, of
go
course.
Away, monkey.
Yeah. The female character. That's what she's there for.
Money, oh, Rosario Dawson?
Yeah.
She's a fantastic actress. I like her.
I know, but
totally forgot she was in that.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
I know, I did the same thing. As he was walking up to the bar, I was like, shit, that is Rosario Dawson, isn't it?
That's Rosario Dawson. Awesome.
Rosario Dawson.
That's Rodan, isn't it?
I will always like the intro where he takes on the football players. I like when he's in there and he's like, it's basically the entire offensive line.
Yeah.
And then he's like, they got a real chance of repeating for the Super Bowl next year. I don't want to hurt them. And you're just like, you hurt them? Like, the first time you watch that movie, you're just like, what? And then he goes out there and kicks the shit out of them.
Like,
and then takes the ring. Just slip it to me on the Lolo.
Yeah, he takes the ring and then he goes back and finishes writing out the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the cool things I did like about this character is, like, he's got a real dude. Like, he's just gotten a goal. He's gotten a side. Like, yeah, this is his job, but he's got a
he wants
an end game. Yeah, exactly.
Wants to open up a restaurant.
And I love how he uses that to his advantage at the end of the movie.
Shrimp and pea risotto.
I don't know about that.
Sitting down.
Oh,
give me my book back.
One of my highlights for the movie is definitely when there's the capoeira fight.
Yeah, the fight with all the little guys.
Yeah, that's totally it. Like it. A lot of I'm thinking specifically of Bob's Burgers makes fun of capoeira fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dance fight, but then you actually get to see it demonstrated.
Fucking Tina.
Yeah, right. I'm fighting, Dad. But that like little fight where they're using vines and they're like bouncing all across.
Well, I also like what he's like, come on, come on,
the ponytail attacks,
yeah,
ponytail attacks.
Come on, hip hop.
Yeah,
he's like walking around him, like,
Brooklyn.
Oh man,
float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Yeah, there was some really good moments in it. Mm-hmm. I figured it was a solid movie.
It was sad,
yeah,
when they killed that guy
for sure.
Yeah.
He gives him the necklace, and you're like, oh, a touching moment. They kill him like 30 seconds later, and you're like, fuck, feels.
This is shit.
What are the,
you're just like, man. And you're like, maybe he's going to be alive. And then Christopher Walken pulls out his gun and fucking shoots him in the head at point blank range. You're like, oh, he's really dead.
He is definitely dead.
100%.
Maybe
he'll come back and, oh.
One of the weird, like, moments for me in the movie is when they tried in writing and in presenting the dialogue to make up those lines that you hear in like in acclaimed movies like Taxi, when he's like, you talking to me, like, mm-hmm. So the Rock gives that whole speech about, when I go into someone else's kitchen, I don't reach in the fridge without asking.
Yeah.
So, like, it's them trying to force, like, epic dialogue onto the movie. And
I don't
feel
like that was supposed to be a particularly epic, like,
I know, it seemed like they were trying to make it a thing. Moment. And they needed to quit making it a thing, because it would never be a thing. It's like,
Fetch.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make Fetch a thing. It's not going to be a thing. Fucking Mean Girls poll. Man.
And I love the Scottish pilot.
Yeah.
Artifact.
You're supposed
it's a
to.
Word in the English language.
He artifact. To retrieve his
Look
artifact.
It up.
I think that also might be that guy's only role where he's not playing like a sleazebag drug addict.
Really? Because he's been in a couple other movies, like Pearl Harbor. He plays the guy with the massive stutter.
The jabs are coming.
I guess he does. You're right.
Jabs are here.
It seems like every time I see him in something, at least recently, he's always playing the same fuck up character.
Who do you
Does
think
he not
is?
Look like a drug addict? I mean, I'm
what,
sorry,
what movie
but
are
he
you,
sells
what movie
it.
Are you referencing?
Oh, I'm gonna look up his IMDb now.
Okay, because it's not. I don't think it's the guy. Are you thinking of the guy from like Lost or Alpha Dog?
Hmm? No, I'm
not. You're
thinking
not thinking of
him.
That guy.
No.
Okay. He's also in. We're talking about the redheaded Scottish guy that's in the movie that plays the bagpipes during the climax,
yeah,
of the last, like, the last part of the movie.
Yeah.
God, I love that part.
He's also in Black Hawk Down, and he ends up going, like, deaf because the guy fires a 50 cal machine gun right next
was
to his ear.
Was he a drug addict?
He touched me. No.
Oh, he got you.
I got two on you now, nigga.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
No, you didn't. You, like, cut yourself short. You know, you gotta say it.
I ran out of breath is what happened.
Yeah.
I ran out of breath.
Knew what you were gonna say. He's like, yeah.
That was the best.
I'm sorry, Nick. I didn't mean it for real.
Oh,
Hashtag forgiveness.
That's funny. Nick. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Who's Nick?
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon.
Jesus.
What is happening right now? Garrett, like, heard that and then he elbowed the keyboard. I'm gonna need y'all to just calm down.
The show is falling apart.
No, the studio is. Everything's coming down. Just keep this arm chilling like that. It's beautiful like that. Looks good. You know? You look
you touched
comfortable.
Me.
I did. That's one.
Oh, yeah. He is in Snatch. He's the guy that fucking Vinnie Jones hangs out the window and makes him, like, run along with the car.
Oh, God.
What are you doing, Cone?
That's not who I thought it was, though.
So he doesn't always play a drug addict?
No.
No, he normally plays, like, a milquetoast, ineffective little white guy.
Ah.
Which is, like, DJ Qualls. Fits.
A patsy.
It's gonna fucking bother me.
A patsy. Yeah, no, I really do, though. I just always like the movie.
Any glaring, like, glaring problems? Adam's got one.
Yeah, her orange juice glass, when she was drinking it, and then she walks back behind the counter, doesn't refill it, and it's more full.
Oh, yeah, a little shit. Like, I didn't notice that one, but a little shit like
that.
Oh,
yeah, man,
that
too. Made the movie unwatchable.
Immersion
after I saw that.
Broken.
After I saw that orange juice glass reverse drink. Piece of shit.
How many seconds were there? There was 30 seconds, so she could have done that.
Yeah. I know it's an action movie and they do ridiculous shit, but you can't cut a wooden chair in half with a whip.
Wasn't it a
chair?
Stool? Wasn't it like a little ottoman?
I thought it was a table.
I mean, okay,
it's
sure.
A chair, table, stool,
you can't
ottoman.
Cut wooden furniture in half with a whip. As it's being
I
flung through the air.
That was like a 20-foot whip.
I actually
that is
just saw it happen in the movie.
Adam, clean through. Splinters.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Like, reduce the splinters.
Sounds like an experiment worth attempting.
You need, know, like, a really action expert
movies
whip, dude.
Like this.
Maybe on, like, a
little yeah, bit of leeway. Train. It's going to be great. I'm going to spend, like, 2 days to be the best whip master.
You have to
dude,
suspend.
You're going
to
have, like, huge gashes on your body where you're like, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I still look better than Tony after a barbecue.
Ouch. What?
So let's get the news. Or let's rate this and move the fuck
this
along.
Is mean. You're just cold-hearted. Bitch. I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right. I'm gonna
for
give
a fun
it,
all-time action movie, man.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
I'm on board with Adam Hill.
7.
7.5.
Oh. Like, it's a fun movie, but it's not a movie that... It'll be a long time before
I can't
watch
it again. Yeah.
Yeah, a long
you can't
time.
Watch it again ever?
Not right now.
So that's 30. That's 30.5. What's that divided by 4?
Numbers.
And stuff. All right, I'm going to pull out my calculator wrong. Because, no, Adam, you're not wrong, but you're also not right.
Less than 25.
What was it, 34?
30.4.
Right off.
30.4.
30.5, sorry.
Oh. Yeah,
it comes out to a little above 7.5. But...
See? I'm correct.
7.625, so you're actually wrong.
Price I said is, below 25.
Price is right.
He also said numbers.
I did also say that. I was right twice.
You didn't say integers.
He was
though.
Actually twice as right as you, John.
Yeah.
That's the right price. How many ways can we rhyme that phrase?
That all many. Right. Let's move on.
I just rhymed phrase with ways.
You turned a phrase?
In so, many ways.
You're not getting my praise.
What? Ah. Let's jump into the news, shall we? Like Bachow!
Benicio del Toro.
Well, that's that image, but there was a...
Who does he play in that?
He plays some futuristic DJ, apparently.
Dude, Squanch. Look at him.
Oh, these are all these are all Vanity Fair images that were released ahead of Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yeah, these yes. are that looks fucking Hunger Games as hell to
do you
me.
Know
dude,
who, doesn't
do you
it
know
though?
Who that is?
Yeah, it's Senator.
It's Lorna Dern, and she was.
I'll scroll down. It says right there.
Wait. It says yeah. There's little captions.
As Vice Admiral
Emily Solo, a newcomer to the saga.
Yeah, so she's that's Lorna Dern, and her. You probably know her best from Jurassic Park.
You want to
Jurassic
go to the
Park?
One?
I just want to see. Read what
is
the
she the chick
is.
That's running around in those short khakis the whole time?
Yeah. Okay. Her name's Dr. Sattler in the movie.
Yeah.
And she comes back
DJ.
In Jurassic
he
Park
isn't
3.
A DJ. His name is DJ.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's way better.
As the shifty DJ.
Yeah. I thought it said shitty DJ. And I was like, what
well,
do you
it's
mean?
A shifty DJ. Like, he's a DJ and a shifty one.
So this is a candid photo of Carrie Fisher. Writer director Rian Johnson, Mark Hamill, and producer Kathleen Kennedy, and their two dogs.
Some puppy dogs.
Puppy dogs in space,
dude. space
what
dogs.
What is Doges. Carrie Fisher's dog's name? It's something.
It's in the subtitle. Her, the caption. The,
you should make it small then, because her dog's name is great.
I was like, he doesn't want to go back.
Fisher's dog Gary.
Yeah, it's Gary Fisher. Yeah. I just like that she changed her name by one letter and named her dog that.
It's actually a whole bunch of letters.
I guess that's true. She doesn't what? Spell it. Is this Z-A-R-Y. Shut up.
Is this from the movie?
So the guy sitting down is the production designer and also I think he's part of costume design. Mm. And he designed every character in the shot.
That's awesome. That's super sweet.
Let's see.
Neil
Creative
Scanlon.
Supervisor. Excuse me.
Neil Scanlon.
Yeah.
And
this is the rest of the...
Cast?
Oh, no. The guy sitting down is the other part of this shot.
Costume directors, I would imagine.
I don't know, because John zoomed in.
Yeah, you should...
You should click that, John.
Make
click. That... There you go. Costume designer, Michael Kaplan. Yeah, so he's the guy sitting down, and he designed all the costumes for that. So you got the creative supervisor in the shot above, and then the costume designer down here.
Yeah.
Both of those are fucking phenomenal.
Yes. They do
look
great
at that
work.
Fucking thing in the background on the left.
All of these things.
What is that shit?
It's overlapped from the left shot, or from the top shot.
Is it?
Yeah, look at the top shot.
Because that's the same character right there.
Look
at
it's overlap.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, it's supposed to be two images put together. It's a centerfold. That's what that is.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly what that is.
Nice. That's awesome.
Look at you guys piecing shit together.
The thing that threw me off was those two dresses, the one in the middle and the one on the left. I thought that was the same person for a second.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
See how they're so similar in pattern?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But some cool-looking aliens look like they're going to be in the next Star Wars movie.
So, we learned a couple things, and I guess I learned a couple things. General Hux is alive in this. I thought he died at the end, but we did see him we saw him run away.
That's true. We didn't actually see,
we didn't actually see him, like, get in a pod or anything. He was just gone.
Phasma is so sweet.
And we learned that Phasma's alive because, like, remember the last time you see her is like, is there a garbage to shoot?
I assumed that she was going to be in the next one and that didn't kill her. I mean, if a moisture farmer can get out of one, a stormtrooper sure as hell could.
I was like, that's who that makes me think of.
So the whole thing behind her armor is that it's made out of a special meteorite.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's a better kind of stormtrooper. It's why she leads the stormtroopers.
Mm.
And so when she ends up being, like, this ineffectual character in Episode 7, a lot of fans are like, why?
Yeah,
you built her up as this, and this is how we don't see her? Yeah, come on.
It was definitely wasted.
Kylo Ren, if you look closely, he's got his scars.
Yep.
And what was it you said about the lightsaber in this?
Oh, yeah, the lightsaber. They actually digitally put it in so it looks like it's on and real and working. And they do it for the photo of Rey as well.
So,
like, that's obviously
not a toy.
Am I
the only one that thinks this guy looks doofy?
Which hella one? Doofy.
God, Kylo Ren. He needs his helmet, man.
That's not his name. What the fuck is his name?
Adam Savage is a myth.
Yeah,
buster.
I know.
Adam Driver? No.
Yeah, no, it's Driver, right?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doofy looking.
Hella doofy.
He's got the fucking Harrison Ford nose, though. And then if you didn't know, Domhnall Gleeson, the guy who plays Hux on the left, he's a Weasley.
Yeah.
Hey, he looks like a Weasley.
He's Bill Weasley. When you watch the riff tracks of this, it's like, when Weasleys go bad.
When Weasleys go bad.
And we got a photo of Rey training with a lightsaber.
With Anakin's lightsaber.
Channels are inner force. Yeah.
With Anakin's lightsaber.
That's a cool picture, though.
It is a pretty rad photo. She's got her staff and other junk over there in the corner.
Did you see, did you ever see the Comic-Con panel where Carrie Fisher turned to Daisy Ridley and was like, it's your turn.
Oh, I didn't see this, yeah.
And I wonder if that conversation ever happened between her and Natalie Portman.
The droid department. This is awesome.
That is really cool, yeah. I like the C-3PO's helmet is off and you actually get to see the guy inside of it.
Right.
Don't know his name, but that's
Tony Daniel.
Yeah, Tony Daniel.
BB-8.
Yep. And R2.
Good old R2.
Yep.
Sans Kenny Baker.
And then we have Rey and Chewie inside the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. Could not find out why that is not Peter Mayhew.
Me neither, but that's not Peter Mayhew.
Maybe he's having health issues. He's kind
of old.
Yeah, he is old.
He also didn't get paid for Return of the Jedi.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Because the studio and Lucasfilm claimed that that movie has yet to turn a profit, even now.
Wow.
I call bullshit.
How much?
I know. I don't know the entire story, but I do know that there were three or four cast members of Return of the Jedi specifically, who had their contracts negotiated on the back end, like Robert Downey Jr. sometimes does, or... Emma Watson did for Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And they never got compensation for their time.
That's rough, dude.
So we have Carrie Fisher, and then we have that one
dude.
Guy.
And then the other dude.
John Boyega. And the
newcomer.
New one.
Yeah.
Her name is Rose something?
Sally, I believe. No, I'm just kidding.
Rose Tico.
Marie Tran?
Yeah, the actress is Kelly Marie Tran.
Gotcha.
And then we have Carrie Fisher and her daughter, and her daughter will be in this movie as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
She plays like a captain in the...
She's sporting a very similar Leia haircut.
For sure. And then Resistance Rey and newfound mentor Luke in Ireland, which I found was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Outside of Luke's version of Yoda's hut.
Yeah. Really? Because it kind of reminds me more of Ben's hut on Tatooine.
They're both very similar huts.
They're both hutty.
They're very hut-like.
Yeah. Yoda's was in a tree. Ben's was
Yoda's
stony.
Was not in the tree.
It's in a stump.
It's in the swamp.
In the swamp in the base of a tree, wasn't it?
There was like a giant trunk of root from a big ass even larger tree.
I thought
tree.
It was just a little mud hut.
It's probably a little mud hut.
I don't know. I thought it was. I just pictured it in the base of a tree, like in the roots of a tree.
Like the Deku
Doofy
tree?
Ass photo of Kylo Ren. I like how Kylo Ren's
photos
are... He just
looks so fucking doofy.
I like how all of Kylo Ren's photos are clearly on, like, a photo set.
Wouldn't you also be, like, mad if you were Kylo Ren?
Yeah, if I looked like that, I'd be fucking angry, too. Dad's Harrison Ford, and I ended up looking like this, you know?
Well, his dad's not really Harrison Ford.
And I'm just saying.
I was just pretending
to be Kylo Ren.
And then
you're doing a terrible job. That's why you're not an actor.
A photo of
look how clear it is.
Luke and Leia hugging each other in their old age.
Look at the leather glove.
Yeah,
because there's a robot hand under there.
Supposedly. I've heard that there isn't actually a robot hand.
That's a smart way to hide that
It's not actually a robot
hand. All right. So those were the new photos
so that
were
Carrie
sneaked.
Fisher's not actually dead?
No. She's not dead. Oh.
She's with Elvis.
She just went home.
And Tupac.
Yeah. All eyes on Carrie.
So Illumination has a new movie coming out next year. And it's how
the fucking Grinch.
Yeah, how a very green little fuzzy man stole Christmas.
It says coming in 2018.
Probably going to be a summer movie. Oh, it does say Christmas 2018.
It's probably going to be a summer movie in December.
Hey, that's summer in Australia, man.
Yeah,
it's true.
Point. Oh, man.
Get some perspective, John.
Yeah. Jeez. Read a fucking book. All right, let's move on.
Let's not move on. Another story behind this is that Benedict Cumberbatch is cast as the Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is great.
That's I want to see it awesome. Even more now.
Yeah.
We're going to see a picture later that's an image of the Grinch and Benedict Crimson Cumberbatch Snitch. Because I never
closed it.
Closed this one and opened it.
All right.
Yeah. So we'll get to that later.
Yes.
This is beautiful. So, I like the upper lip sweat on Donald
on
Trump.
On Donald Trump. This is the story I gave you, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so recently, probably early this month, if not late last month, Stephen Colbert had some very choice words to say about Donald Trump using a roll of toilet paper, if I'm not mistaken. Like, he was unrolling the toilet paper and describing Trump's administration. And he never swore, but he was always like, this is going to be a Trump-tastrophe. This is going to be Trump-alicious, like all this stuff. And so Trump comes after him in a Time interview and says,
do you think he'll give him a Trumpology?
Yeah, exactly. Trump's a no-talent guy. Colbert's a no-talent guy. I can't help but do it because Colbert does it, you know?
No-talent.
Anyway, it was eventually brought forth before the FCC, where enough audience members complained about the harsh language used. And I'm telling you, he never used one swear word in this address
watch this?
After the show we can. I showed Adam the aftermath of it when he like Steven like calls him out and puts the fake tooth in and he's don't bother me.
You've been trumped.
Yeah.
Trumped.
Oh that.
We'll record a reaction to it.
But the FCC has finally come out and said they're not gonna pursue charges or anything against Stephen Colbert for his show that aired that everyone's complaining about. Which is fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in light of how many bad decisions the FCC has been making recently. This one is something that I can get behind. Like, thank you.
What kind of terrible decisions have the FCC been making?
They basically overturned net neutrality over the course of the last week or so. Despite 2.6 million comments otherwise. Whatever.
Yeah. Who cares? who cares? We'll just do it and then they'll deal with it.
Further highlights how it's now up to, and it's weird, but it's now up to comedians that host late night talk shows and Saturday night review shows
to call out
our leaders on their problems. And I do agree with Garrett and Adam. The upper lip sweat
it's epic,
fucking ridiculous.
I like this weird little gobbler thing coming off the bottom,
dude. That's the gobble dimple from his tie holding the rest of it down.
It's the best gobble dimple ever there's ever been.
Oh, you're right. His tie is so tight, it's pushed up a little extra skin flap.
No, it's probably pinched it together.
Yeah, from sitting with his hip down.
Or like the last button on his suit or his shirt is like pinching the skin up.
I think he just keeps his head down all the time when he sits around.
Oh, that's my
God, Sammy, you guys just chill. I put it there all the time, and you never have a problem. And today, you all just wanted to turn around and swing your fucking arms back. I don't know what happened to you guys.
You on 10% of that.
You used to be so much.
So, more good news. Ellen DeGeneres has optioned a special
Power Fist.
Netflix
for
right?
Netflix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've actually never seen any of her stand up, but I do know that she's rarely afraid. She doesn't swear very often, but she's rarely afraid to say what's on her mind.
She's hilarious.
So I would be more like, I used to watch the old sitcom she had, Ellen. It was funny. Her old sitcom is now the name of her talk show. But
she's got good branding.
I'd like to see what she does. And you know, as a Hollywood, she's kind of a Hollywood legend. So
Ellen in Ellen as Ellen.
I want to be the mayor special.
Yes.
Or it's just dancing with myself.
Try not to break my own arm.
I love it when people come out and dance with her, because sometimes the people surprise you.
Yeah.
You know, they start moving like George Bush even danced. Now it wasn't great, but the man, you know,
he took a step.
Yep, she was like, we'll call that a dance.
Yeah.
He was like,
He did the Texas two-step is what he did.
The Texas two-step.
Little shuffle. Going back to my farm.
This is how America does it. Yeah. Either way, we have no idea on a release date or anything, but Netflix continues to option and put out decent content, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is up there.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Maybe it'll come out in
May. Oh, no, look at his face. He looks scared. He looks shocked. Horrified, even.
What movie is this from? Which one?
Dead Man Tells No Tales. Black Pearl. Christopher Columbus and the...
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
Dude, I don't know. It's in a different spot or something.
It is. Dude, it's not. You guys got it further forward. Are you octopusing?
You've got it further
forward. No, the chair is always against the couch.
You're a liar.
Yeah, why is it not always down there in the first place?
Because it's easier for me to reach up here. It's wide. Why can't you just keep your arm like there? It's perfect.
He does the same thing.
Or even there is fine. He
puts it like almost around my shoulder.
Fucking octopus on me, dog. All
right, Adam, I guess we're going to get into this. I'm going to yawn. And then
I don't know what's going on with you guys. You're all floppy today. Something happened. Something strange.
So the director says that...
There won't be a Pirates movie without
Johnny Depp. But damn, thankfully, Johnny Depp isn't planning on leaving.
Surprising no one.
Yeah.
Well, he's when Disney make backs up money. A truck full of that much money, I think you'd probably act like a pirate again.
And unless
as well.
Tim Burton's going to be doing something soon, I think Johnny Depp's kind
Kevin
of
Kevin Smith, so he's probably just fine.
Yeah.
He'll work around him.
Yeah.
Dude, He actually dressed up as Johnny Depp.
As Ginger, yeah. As himself.
Jack Sparrow at the Disneyland Pirates of the Caribbean thing.
I saw
thing.
That.
Yeah, when the boat goes through the little thing, he just, like, acting like a statue.
I'm
and then
you, Scabrous
Wags. Yeah, and then he started, like, yelling at the people in the boats, and they're like, oh, and they're taking pictures of him and shit.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
He also, but he did it for, same thing at Disneyland, he did it for Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
He had a screen, like, of his face
that,
and people to come up and talk to him, and then he's actually in a room, so he could, like...
Willy Wonka's Universal, so he did it at Universal Studios.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, at Disneyland. It's a theme park. Disneyland.
At Disneyland. At Disneyland Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Not Farm California
Adventure.
What's Fat that? Fat cake, pie face,
okay. So,
boy.
He's saying... Ooh.
So, which one of these two is Kirk Douglas?
The one on the left.
Okay. Which one of these two is Stanley Kubrick?
The one on the left.
The one on the left.
The cigarette in the middle. Kubrick. Oh, man. He won that round. So, Garrett, you knew this one.
Yeah, so it's Kirk Douglas and Stanley Kubrick apparently got into it on the set of Spartacus in 1960. And they ended up having to go to couples therapy afterwards to work out their issues.
I thought it was during the process.
I heard it was after. That's what I had read.
Okay.
Either way, I didn't really hear anything.
Like,
about it.
Yeah, right? Word on the street is, hey, Chicago Tribune says.
That's exactly
this just
what the
in from 1965.
This just in.
Whoever that jackass on the right is, next to Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. And why is that jackass holding him so knowingly?
It's photoshopped in.
He's fondling Kubrick.
I've actually never seen a picture of Stanley Kubrick before.
I hadn't either until
he
this.
He looks
I was unsure that that was Kubrick.
Sketchy as hell.
Dude, he looks rapey.
I would not believe a single word that man told me.
You wouldn't be trying to have your picture all over the internet if you looked like that either.
That's very good
man.
Point.
You know?
Everybody what are you talking about? Steve Buscemi's everywhere.
Steve Buscemi is a legend.
Also doesn't
so
look like his
Google. Yeah, but not his face.
Yeah, his face
yeah,
is
you're
not
right, it's his work.
You know, Steve Buscemi's eyes are legendary.
Indeed they are.
Have you ever seen there's a Tumblr or a Twitter or something that has girls with Steve Buscemi's eyes? And it's and they take really hot chicks and they Photoshop Steve Buscemi's eyes onto these women.
Oh my god.
And it's
you guys finish the show, I'm busy.
Anyway, so they had counseling. What's the news? Like, they just finished it? Or this
they're
just came out?
They're both dead.
Okay.
Yeah,
so.
For this news story, we got in the Wayback Machine, and...
And that's where the joke ended.
Yeah.
I was just trying to see if there was, like, a current relevance. I was trying to tie it in.
The story just came out.
Gotcha, Spartacus was on Showtime for a moment.
Spartacus Blood and Sand.
Oh my god, this is fucking terrifying.
Oh my god.
John,
is that Michelle Obama?
Pull Michelle Obama.
Oh, Jesus.
You mean Michelle Buscemi?
Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Oh, is that Paris Hilton?
Yes.
And Justin Bieber?
It's little Justin Bieber, yes.
They're crooked. They don't even line up.
Oh, God. He's terrifying.
It's like they didn't use that fucking curvature button on the Photoshop.
It's really hard to recognize who all of these women are when their eyes are Steve Buscemi.
Is that a little mermaid?
Yeah.
So.
That's Beyonce. Emma Watson.
Hermione.
All right, we get it. Whoa. Buscemi eyes. Buscemi eyes. We got it.
Oh, I guess it's time for John to move on. Why is this up here?
Well, he can't see it. You're just yelling out actors' names and laughing. So it's
funny.
I know, but probably not for them.
Oh, my God, it's hideous.
Donnie with Steve Buscemi's eyes.
All right.
What's this story?
Oh, yes.
Star Wars and stuff.
Star
they dumped
Wars.
A bunch of new images today, and this was one of them.
No.
40 years.
40 years ago today, Star Wars was released in theaters.
Episode 4 was released in theaters.
A New Hope, yes.
The one on the far right.
Yeah.
What's at the bottom?
Tattooed. Darth Vader. No, it's Darth Vader's chest.
No.
Then I don't
it's
know what it is.
It's the ceremony at the end of Episode 4.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Fitting. Yeah, the ceremony in Episode 4. They're down there partying for 40 years. And I'd have to say that the world hasn't been the same since.
Nope.
Was that...
There's no space travel still. But there is a Count Dooku in the background. So
still don't have lightsabers or the Force.
Or vibranium.
We have a ton of directors relying
or
on
droids.
CGI to tell their story.
Yeah, that's cool.
Although, you guys, you know what we do
and
have?
And lots of sequels.
Do you know what we do have?
Trilogies, even.
We have Elon Musk. All right. He's going to take us to the Star Wars
No,
lands.
He's going to
take us back in time.
You know, if he colonizes Mars like he wants to, and then Mars and the Earth decide to hate each other, gets this weird, like, interplanetary racism going on, we could have a war in space.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have space wars.
So, I know, I would call that
Star
Wars.
So many what ifs.
I think we should throw ice cubes at each other.
Yeah, there's no planets in between us and Mars, or no stars between us and Mars.
But we both circle around a star. Star Wars, then.
We're not
a single star.
And a single war, too.
Yeah.
Because it would just be one
would
be a star war.
Yeah, we could war over the star, like... We'll obliterate Mars.
We'll probably
or Mars
call
will obliterate
it Star
us.
War. You understand that?
Yeah.
Like, no matter what happens, if we're fighting anywhere in space, it's gonna be Star War.
And it'll be Russia, goddammit.
Right? Meet us in space, Russia, and let's
Russian
duke it out
dogs.
Like men.
We take Red Planet for ourselves.
Literally dogs. They're gonna send dogs to
space.
Right?
Elon Musk
dogs.
Is gonna be just getting to Mars, and Russia will already be there. Like, ha 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 ha.
We have base set up.
We did not bring supplies, but we take yours.
That was also fucking good, sir.
Now we throw you in Martian gulag.
So, a bit of casting news.
Tom Brady has been...
Yes.
yeah, I like how you pulled from another podcast.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I know you had seconds to decide.
I mean,
I actually really
like
the picture, but thank you, Comic Book Cast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about for the fact that we talked about this on another one of our
no,
own
we,
podcasts.
No, I read what was on the screen, and then I decided to make a joke.
You know, I got it now. I caught up. I'm good.
Yeah, these
there's
guys...
There's an image on the screen, Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Of Tom Hardy, not
I've
Brady.
I've been staring at the wall underneath it the whole time.
That's where the camera is. You pull focus. I got you.
Adam's just making eye contact. He's like, let the noobs look at the picture.
Fucking plebs.
I look into your soul.
Tom Hardy has been cast as Venom in the upcoming Venom solo movie.
I think that's a great casting.
I think he's going to mumble a lot.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear him mumble through Eddie Brock's monologue.
Eddie Brock's supposed to be like boisterous and douchey.
He's at the first part, and then he becomes like serial homicidal.
Eat your brains.
Is he gonna be an origin
story?
I hope this is.
Okay, so then hopefully he is a boisterous jock dick.
Although,
jock dick.
If Adam's going where I think he's going, I think this might be a good idea too.
I hope it's a very like, this is how he gets it in the opening 15 minutes, and then he's
like the Hulk.
Yeah, and then it's Venom Lethal Protector.
Yeah, in San Francisco?
Yeah,
I
don't care what city
great.
They do it in. They put it wherever the fuck they want to put it in,
so
but Venom Lethal
kills
Protector.
Kills bad guys.
He's
like
the Punisher with a symbiote.
Yeah, because after his initial run in Spider-Man, they were like, wow, Venom sold really well. Let's give him his own series, and let's move him to another city. Move him to San Francisco, and they called him Lethal Protector. He would save innocents, but he'd kill the bad guys.
Yeah.
And that's where the whole eat brains thing came from.
Brains.
He would totally, like, their brains.
They never really showed it.
They don't, but they always imply it.
Oh, yeah.
I always just imagined him sticking his tongue through their ears.
Really? I imagine how strong he was. He just like ripped the top of the
Stick the tongue up the nose.
Well, his tongue can is sometimes it's forked.
Yeah, I know.
So like he'd like vacuum it out.
Yeah.
I always just assume with how strong he was, he just ripped the top of the skull off, like with the eye sockets and just pop.
Just use his claws and go like rip.
Then he has a bowl. Bowl of brains.
Bowl of brains.
And he could use his tongue to eat it to satisfy your guys'.
Sure, exactly. Just blah.
Stirring him up with his tongue.
So you're going to see Tom Hardy do all of that. Late next year, I believe, is when
he's going to tongue fuck brains. Their tentative
release date. But yeah, I'm kind of excited for this movie.
Yeah.
I could be, as long as the Venom looks better than that.
That looks like a leather mask, doesn't it?
This is concept art. It's actually concept art from Spider-Man 3. Yeah.
Which they should have gone with that over the shit that they did.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Venom's one of my favorite characters, so you'd be hard pressed to impress me.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably still go see it, but I
don't know. I stopped going to see bad Spider-Man movies.
Why?
Because.
What was the last Spider-Man movie you saw?
Amazing Spider-Man number one.
You didn't go see the one?
I didn't go see the dubstep Spider-Man.
Oh, you didn't?
Dubstep Spider-Man?
The last fight is...
Is Electro at a power plant, and as he moves around the power plant, he... Like, it looks like sound levels going up Transformers. Oh, wow. And, yeah. Like, it's like, blah. Blah, 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 blah. It's
and he plays Itsy Bitsy Spider.
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. Oh, and then Gwen Stacy dies.
Yeah. That scene was actually kind of gnarly, though.
Yeah.
They did a good job of...
Breaking her neck.
Yeah. Yeah. A really good job.
Breaking like, her neck.
Like, that was in the movie, you're just like, oh, shit, that's...
It's a little heavy-handed, though, because when Spider-Man shoots his web to grab her, the little end of the web turns into, like, a hand.
That was kind of like, booty.
Okay. Like, it's what? Like, I'm trying to reach you.
It should have stayed, like, a little sperm head the whole way.
Yeah. And then spotted her right in the face when she hit the ground. Oh!
Actually hit her, like... Right here.
And just snaps her.
And then, pow.
Oh!
But it's like, just like in the comics, it's not clear. Like, it looks like she could easily, like, they don't show it very well, but it looks like she could easily, like, hit her head mm-hmm. on the pavement.
Mm-hmm.
Or the whiplash snapped her neck. Like, it's one or the other, but it's like...
She was gonna die either way because she was diving head first down a tower at the ground.
Yeah, it's like a chimney stack.
Yeah.
She's falling down.
I think it's a clock tower.
Oh.
Because I remember him being up in gears trying to... Yeah. Anyways, no. Venom.
Poor Zack Snyder, good. by the way. Can we give a shout-out to the Snyder family?
Yeah. Moment of silence.
Can't do much more than that, otherwise it's not a podcast.
so the news this week is that Zack Snyder is bowing out of directing Justice League. Now, first of all, Justice League will release November of this year.
So not much more directing to do.
Yeah, all that's left is a little bit of is post-production and whatever additional recording or reshoots that are necessary.
Which, I mean, who knows? Maybe Joss Whedon's got his hands full on that.
Well, that's
but
the other side of it. It's the hopes. Warner Brothers put Joss Whedon in place of Zack Snyder. And the reason that Zack Snyder has left the show is because his daughter committed suicide. Actually... 2 or 3 months ago, and Snyder decided that he's just going to throw himself into his work and see if he could handle it. But it's enough, and he's got in the story he says, "I've got a wife and seven other kids that need me." So it's time to actually
seven
face
seven other kids really
yeah it's
is
time
he
to
Mormon
actually face the music. I don't know. I doubt it considering the movies he makes.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think a Mormon would be allowed to make rated R movies.
Mormons make Coca-Cola, but they can't drink it.
Do you think a Mormon would make 300?
Mormons make Coca-Cola, but they don't.
They
drink
could
it.
Make the movie, they just couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's Catholic.
That's probably more likely.
Yeah, that's a very good point. He could very well be Catholic.
I don't know why we're guessing.
I said, is Zack Snyder, and the very top thing is Zack Snyder Catholic?
It might do. It was just predicting what you would
already
say,
man.
It's
fucking listening to you, John.
They're listening.
8 children, 4 eldest.
Yeah.
Wow.
Either way, it's...
Well, not anymore. It's 7 now.
Whoa.
It's kind of... too soon, man. It's kind of daunting to look at a movie like Justice League that, you know, a lot of DC fans hold in such high regard. And this has been the first live-action version of the Justice League.
Yep.
And then we've had so many... disillusionments and now hang-ups on the movie. Like, what we wonder, like, is this going to be like another nail in the coffin, Will there be something worthwhile? There were extra scenes that are going to be added, and those were actually written by Joss Whedon at the behest of Zack Snyder. So there might still be some kind of cohesive transition there. But, you know, you got to wonder, is this movie going to be?
Yeah, there's a very good chance Joss Whedon is just getting handed a pile of gobbledygook and is just now like, well...
Well, no, the story is that he's going to go with what Snyder made. He's going to keep that going.
Well, right, no, I understand that, but I mean... Look at how Batman vs. Superman was. That was kind of a terrible movie. So maybe that's how Justice League was, and that's what Joss Whedon got handed.
We'll see.
So hopefully, hoping Joss Whedon didn't get stuck in a weird position where he's like, I have to finish this movie I don't like.
That's actually, that's an interesting story, because that's what he felt about Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Rough.
Well, it's hard to get your name.
Oh, there it is. Something.
Yeah, we never pulled it. By we, I mean me.
Hey, buddy. So, that's you as the Grinch.
Good luck, Bumble Snatch.
Who drew a fucking cigarette? It's just
a
bash.
I thought the same thing at first, too. I was like, why does the Grinch smoke?
The Grinch.
It would be fitting, though.
Mr. Grinch.
It would.
It would be beef hitting.
Beef hitting.
Yeah, that's
beef
my hitting. Bad. That's my bad.
What I do it.
You got anything else?
So, Cumberbatch.
Nice. All right, so
next story.
That's it.
That's all it is. It's just the Grinch.
We've
the Grinch,
got a bunch
the Grinch.
Of fucking Grinch stories.
Hey, what else you got on the Grinch?
You're a mean one, Garrett.
I guess so.
Did we have a genre for this week?
We don't have a genre for this week. And there's a reason for that.
Yeah, we did.
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did.
There, yeah.
Oh, drama. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Is
drama? Drama?
It is drama.
Was it? I don't know.
I think it was
remember.
I think it was Drama Lama Ding Dong.
Yeah, it was Drama.
Drama.
Yeah, Drama.
You know, we should have
done
whatever
fucking movie.
Just
go back to YouTube
you
and look at the last episode
just
again.
Just make it whatever fucking movie you want.
You
okay,
go
we're
watch
calling
the
it
wheel.
Audible.
Yeah.
Put in whatever movie you want.
Any movie. And there's a reason for this. And that reason is, this is the last time we will be doing homework.
Because...
We are...
Forcing this.
Yeah. next week will be our last episode in this format, and it'll be a real loose episode, and then we're going to take some time off, kind of restructure the show, and be bringing you guys something that I think, hopefully, you all enjoy a lot more than what we're doing now.
Or just as much.
Yeah. At least,
but
hopefully...
But hopefully more.
Yeah. Hopefully just as much, but we're shooting for more. We're shooting for a better show.
That's all you get.
Yeah, that's all you get, and just stay tuned.
Yeah.
So come if we're in. if we're just throwing it, like, is there any suggestions so far? I know we just said it.
No, there's
no?
nothing yet.
So throw in a movie that
Guess
you really
953.
Want.
Go ahead. Come on, lay it on us.
Yeah.
Okay. How
you
about,
get,
how
get
about
two.
This?
We'll give you two again since you've been here so long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I get two?
Where's the box at?
Sure.
Sure, I'll get it.
I think it's over there.
I see it now.
Yeah. So the first one is probably going to be Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Because that is probably the best movie I've ever seen.
Better than Return of the Jedi?
Yes. And
yeah.
I will,
Star Wars that
dude.
I will
what
tell
about
you
that scene when Luke walks into the bar
in Fuck, Return man. Of the Jedi?
Yeah.
What bar?
Not the bar.
Jabba's Palace.
Yes. It looks like a bar.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
It looks
actually, it could look like a club. I'll give you that.
You said Empire, right?
Pizza
Empire.
The Hut.
Pizza the Hut. and then we have another. I have another suggestion, and that's something, something, something. Dark Side, and
oh,
that's
nice.
The Family Guy version of Empire Strikes Back.
Yep.
And it is fantastic. If you I suggest you go through and watch all of the Family Guy spoofs, but. Empire Strikes Back is the best because one of the moments is when Chris gets in to his snow speeder and he plays Luke. He's like, "How you feeling, Dak?" And his gunner's like, "I feel like I can take on the whole Empire myself." So Chris stands up. He's like, "Hey, everybody, Dak's got this."
That is my favorite.
He just fucking flies out. He's like, "What you got, Empire, huh?" And they blow him up.
That is my favorite joke from all three of the Family Guy Star Wars movies.
Dax got this, guys. Or there's
something, something dark
side.
Rachel in the YouTube chat says 10 Things I Hate About You.
That is a fucking great movie.
I've never seen it.
I love that movie.
It is actually based on a Shakespearean play called The Taming of the Shrew.
She also says The Unborn.
The Unborn.
I know you can be overwhelmed and you can be underwhelmed. But can you just
whelmed?
Be whelmed?
Is that from...
I'm pretty sure that's 10 Things I Hate About You.
Because I heard it on Young Justice. Robin says it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Robin was originally 10 things. Hey, John, info Johnny.
Hey, info Rachel. You've seen that a bunch.
Do it on my phone real quick.
What's your movie, Garrett?
Just type in, has anyone ever been
wrong? Oh, any movie?
Any movie.
Any movie. Man. You know what? Interior leather bar.
Okay. No. For your last movie?
Yeah.
We all got two.
Because my shit gets picked all the time. The three of us
don't get two. Okay. Just guests and listeners.
I hope my shit gets picked.
Your shit gets picked all the time. I know. And usually that works.
So you're going out on a troll?
Yeah.
I guess that's cool. That's cool,
I will
bro.
Draw a picture for this one.
It's a butt.
No. With a willy in it.
It's a flying butt. It's a dick.
It's definitely a donger.
It's a dick with a weird shaped head.
I mean, you know, it's hard to draw small with a fucking felt pen, all right?
It's not a felt
Get
pen.
Off my dick.
It's a fine tip Sharpie.
Yeah, he's right.
Thought about Superman.
What you got, Ploof?
I think I might have figured it out. Maybe.
I know
you
can be overwhelmed.
Oh, it's totally from 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah,
it is. Sorry, I was absent. Any movie. Yes, any movie you
and
want.
You get two.
Guest,
you get two for listening.
Yeah. It's a twofer.
Rachel just said that in the chat, too. She says, that's 10 Things I Hate About You. Okay. Yeah. It's my favorite movie.
What was Rachel's other movie?
The Unborn.
It's a scary movie.
Oh, man.
That's why. That's three. Why she put it in.
That's three. I get three touches.
All right.
They have to be bad touches.
What's your movie?
Oh.
Let's see.
Need a second?
I'm trying to.
Are you looking for a bad movie?
I'm looking. Yeah. Well, if I had to put in a pick, it's always
his
a bad movie.
Movie is going to be The Producer.
The worst movie of all time.
Well, I kind of did, but I don't know how hard it's going to be for you guys to find. Is the issue?
Fair enough.
Know.
What is the one we've already seen?
Cabin Fever.
Oh.
It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I actually didn't think that movie was that bad.
You're thinking of Cabin in the Woods?
I don't think you're thinking of this movie.
Where they all go up and they drink the water and they get sick, and one dude survives because he drinks beer all weekend.
Is it 2016?
Yes.
Oh, no. I am thinking of the
water.
Yeah,
right here.
All the way over on the far left.
The film was released on February 12th, 2016.
Yeah, John's got the one.
That's the one I'm thinking of from 2002.
2002?
Oh, yeah. It's that one.
The 2016 one?
Yeah, all the way to the left.
That's the one you're picking? Cabin Fever?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can find it.
It's
no
a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
We can find it.
You should definitely get off of this page.
Oh, no, I closed. I closed Bad Flex.
Control-Shift-T. Control-Shift-T.
Control-Shift-T. Okay.
All right, John, do you have your movie?
No, that's too easy.
It was too easy.
The donger that I drew
on
the bar.
It's on the couch. It's on the couch.
The only thing that bled through. The only thing that bled through. I'm not going to lie there anymore.
Yeah, put too much time into the wiener and the big veins.
Yep.
All right, with the dragon tattoo.
What is your movie?
That's Catch Me If You Can. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Good choices.
I really like Catch Me If You Can.
So she made sure to, or Guest 953 made sure to put out the American version of Girl with the Tattoo.
Because
There's a Swedish version.
The Swedish versions are good, not as good as the American version.
All right, everybody's going to hate me for this.
Is that a Robert Zemeckis movie? I know that it's Tom Hanks and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
But is it Robert Zemeckis that did it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I am
getting... Season of the Witch.
No.
What?
I don't know.
Pathfinder.
Nope. Are you all just want to keep guessing?
No. That's
what you got.
Dritz. The Legend of Dritz.
The movie.
No, there's no movie.
The sequel.
Kung Fu the
if
Legend
there was
Legends.
A movie, I would have picked it, though.
Expendables 3.
No.
Green Lantern.
The Incredibles.
No. The Flash.
What, John, just fucking tell me.
I can't. They're all guessing still. I don't
Battlefield
ruin
Earth.
It. No. What? No.
Is that your second
That was
one?
My second choice, yeah.
God, bad
there's
movie.
A riff track to that. It's fucking great.
No, I am a... They're going to hate me for it, but I'm going to pick A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I like that
movie. I like that movie, too.
I love that movie.
I think it's
up.
Pretty decent.
When it was in theaters, it was
movie,
the first movie I saw multiple
that's
times.
That's what I mean.
I saw it like four or five times in theaters.
I saw it twice in theaters with you.
Yeah, there's several old English literary creatures in that movie, and it's just fucking
good. It makes
good.
It fun, yeah.
Dorian, actually, if you watched It's not Hemlock Grove, but it's the other one. It's on Netflix right now, and I can't recall it for the life of me. But it deals with a lot of the characters that are in League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Dorian Gray's in it, and Wilhelmina's in it, and
I almost picked Van Helsing.
That is a great movie.
Dorian Gray
too.
Wasn't he in Penny Dreadful?
That's the one I'm talking about. Yeah, Penny Dreadful.
Yeah. I like that show.
Wilhelmina's is Ava Green. That's her.
Oh.
And then the werewolf guy.
Oh, yeah.
Bring them up into one ball and then we have to watch them all.
Timothy Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's all kinds of. And then Dr. Frankenstein is in it.
Yep. I do remember that. It's good.
All right. My movie, which I've already written down and thrown into the pile here, is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's never been. We've never had to watch it for homework, and it is Clerks. So we have.
We had a Clerks death recently?
Yeah, we did have a Clerks. We forgot to bring that up. I've already forgot her name.
Claire was her name in the show.
It was, yeah, and if you don't remember
Lisa
that character.
Schumacher, something.
Anyways, she died. No reason why, but. If you don't remember the actress or the character's name, she's the guy that fucks a dead dude in the bathroom. She's the lady that fucks a dead dude in the bathroom. Anyways.
Hell of a way to be remembered.
Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. Clerks.
Wrinkle him up?
No. I could do that.
Here. You hand him to me, I'll wrinkle him.
All right. Something, something, dark side.
This is three somethings, but it's fine.
Interior
leather bars.
Catch Me If You Can. Girl with the Dragon Tatty.
Oh, man.
Caught you.
Cabin Fever 2016, John. That wasn't funny. Unborn.
That's what we wish you were.
10 Things I Hate About You.
I have more than 10 Things I Hate About You.
And A League of Really Cool Dudes.
That's us.
That's exactly what you wrote, actually.
It's a movie about us.
It's a movie about the lazy nights.
We have to go
nights.
Back and watch our whole... fucking podcast catalog.
There's not enough time.
There's totally enough
so,
time.
So, you know, this is going to be the last time we're going to play this music.
It is.
Bwamp! Hit it.
Make it the intro music?
I'm not even picking.
How do we get the rights to this?
I'll pick something.
Oh, no, I'm going to pick it. I just want
to... going to have a little dance party.
We're going to rock out. It's going to be the...
I'm just going to be the awkward wallflower. Nobody
okay.
wants to dance.
I'm going to pick.
Dance with me.
Let me shake him for the last time.
Let me shake
it
with you.
Shake it for me. Shake it for me, Adam.
Oh, shake yeah. it shake for it me, for girl. Me.
Shaking it.
Shaking it
for
it good.
Me.
Oh, yeah.
Got
Get
one.
It. For the last homework movie ever.
Oh!
What is it? Empire Strikes Back.
It's interior leather.
No, it's Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah! Oh, thank God!
Yeah!
Nice.
If it was interior leather bar, I was just going to storm out and be like, I won't be at the last show.
A couple fun facts about Empire Strikes Back. Not directed by George Lucas. Han Solo wanted to die, or Harrison Ford said his character should die at the end. David Prowse, who was inside of the suit for Darth Vader, was never given the lines for the Luke, I'm your father scene. And
Luke, I'm your father isn't even the actual quote.
You know, it says, no, I am your father.
Yeah, he never says
Luke.
Yeah,
I know. You threw me off, you son of a bitch.
I know.
And then the final
entirely
thing...
Entirely on purpose.
Again, Luke doesn't have a father.
That's it. That's all I can remember. Fuck.
Luke is fatherless.
That's all I can remember.
Funny story. James Earl Jones and the guy that is the body of Darth Vader.
David Prowse.
Never met during those original three movies.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've met at this point, but during the filming and creation of 4, 5, and 6, never met.
Hmm.
You know, speaking of this and, like, the Family Guy stuff...
Goodbye, everybody.
Yep, wow. Later.
But that's going to be somehow
my fault.
Be sure
to check out Comics Pro on Mondays and Waiting for Players on Mondays. Bye.
Right, we're out.
Later.
What did you pull up?
And, like, open the source code.